I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
It is 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Coaches and student-athletes are finally moving forward on winter sports after a time of uncertainty and anxiety. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, with the moratorium lifted on extracurricular activities, sports like basketball, drill, swimming, and wrestling can begin practices and tryouts today. And competition can start in early December. One coach told the Provo Daily Herald that he had boys coming into his classroom every day asking if or when they could play. Governor Herbert announced the latest public health order will require COVID testing every other week for all participants in high school activities. And a positive test result means isolation. Club sports and rec leagues will have to check for symptoms and ask about COVID-19 exposure. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Runnin' Utes have been forced to postpone their season opener this week after their coach tested positive for COVID-19. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with a story. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the Runnin' Utes schedule is unfortunately already going through a bit of a transformation. Like you said, after head coach Larry Krystowiak announced yesterday that he tested positive for COVID-19, he adds that he's currently in self-isolation and will remain quarantined until Friday morning. Although out of caution, their game Friday night against the University of New Orleans has already been canceled. It would have been their season opener, but instead that's now going to be on December 3rd against Washington. It does not appear the team has practiced fully in a couple of weeks due to various positive COVID results within the program, and the team worked out yesterday with their associate head coach running things. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The family of an 81-year-old woman hospitalized with COVID-19 is praising the actions of a nurse they say went above and beyond. As soon as Betty Nana Donaldson was diagnosed with coronavirus, she was rushed to the ICU without her family ever having a chance to see her.
It is so painful not to be able to hold your mom's hand and say goodbye. And we almost had to say goodbye.
Deanne Turn says when her mom was leaving the ICU after 11 days, a nurse made sure to let family know she would be passing a certain door. As Donaldson was wheeled by, 25 family members were there waving. That's just amazing. Healthcare workers are trying to find new ways to help COVID-19 patients who don't have any other place to go. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson reports one assisted living center is converting one of their facilities to house people who test positive.
Mindy Hill understands what it feels like to get COVID-19. She had a fever of 102 degrees for 12 days.
Mind you, I was working graveyards and burning the candle at all ends, taking care of COVID patients while I had COVID.
She's the founder of the Covington Assisted Living Centers, and she converted one of the buildings of Covington Village into a 16-room facility for people who test positive. They can have more interaction with others, avoiding the isolation, which is hard enough for older people. So far, she has only accepted patients from her facilities, but she is willing to open up rooms to the general public.
After the pandemic, we'll just switch back to having it be assisted living.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Nurses across the country are worried about the compounding effect COVID-19 is having on the quality of health care. Oregon Nurses Association President Linda Pond says the flood of coronavirus patients could make it difficult for other patients who need emergency care.
The cases in this state are just going up and up and up every single day, and there doesn't seem to be an end in sight.
New cases are up 70% in Oregon over the past 2 weeks. Los Angeles County is hitting another record number of new COVID-19 cases. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
Health officials here in LA County are now telling the 10 million residents of the county that they should not have Thanksgiving with anybody outside of their household. Even outdoors, as numbers here are rising rapidly. On Monday, the county reporting over 6,100 new COVID-19 cases in a 24-hour period. County supervisors will today discuss a full stay-at-home order.
A Utah company has invented a software system to help state governments track how they distribute the coronavirus vaccine.
Getting it to the right people at the right time, knowing what you have or don't have for vaccines, and then being able to forecast who needs it and who has had it and who hasn't.
Simplus CEO Ryan Westwood says the software will protect patient privacy. No one has bought the program yet, but he says they hope to start talks with several states soon. The federal government has recognized President-elect Joe Biden as the apparent winner of the election. The move came after the Trump campaign suffered yet more legal and procedural defeats in an effort to overturn the results in several battleground states. The Associated Press reports senior aides in recent days encouraged the president to allow the transition to begin, saying he didn't need to concede but could no longer justify holding it up. First look traffic.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.